From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. One of the great American jazz families is the Pizzarelli clan of New Jersey. The guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli is the hardworking patriarch of the family, setting a high musical bar for his talented children. The Pizzarelli kids grew up in the days when their dad, Bucky, headed off to work as a sideman for Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and Tony Bennett. Bucky's collaborators going back to the 1940s include band members like Vaughn Monroe and Benny Goodman, and collaborators from jazz and popular music, ranging from members of the Tonight Show Orchestra to Stefan Grappelli to Neil Sedaka and Dion and the Belmonts. Bucky spends a lot of time making music with his children. He gets to do that this weekend in Seattle, Friday night through this coming Sunday, August 4th. He'll be joined on stage at Jazz Alley by his sons John Pizzarelli on guitar and vocals and Martin Pizzarelli playing the bass. And Bucky Pizzarelli is with us now in our performance studio at KUOW. Great to meet you, sir.
How you doing, Dave? Thank you.
I'm doing very well. From what I've read about your early years in music, it was your uncles, if I'm getting that right,
that were
very important to you. Tell me a little bit about these gentlemen.
Peter and Bobby Dominick, they both play guitar. Peter was the older uncle. And he preferred to stay in New Jersey and work in a silk mill.
Hmm.
And my younger uncle, Bobby Dominick, played with Buddy Rogers, Clyde McCoy, Raymond Scott, Bob Chester, a whole bunch of bands.
Yeah. So this is.
And then that's where I got a lot of stuff from Bobby.
Yeah. This Depression era, and this guy Bobby was making a good living.
Yeah, he looked like a million. He looked like a movie star.
So was that the attraction of him being your teacher?
Oh, yeah. They were both my teachers.
Yeah,
but Bobby would show me things that he saw on the road that nobody in Patterson ever saw before.
Patterson, you know, New Jersey. Yeah, yeah. and if I have this right too, that when your son John started showing some interest in music.
Yeah. Uncle Pete taught him.
The uncle, or at least one of the uncles.
And Uncle Bob, too.
Yeah, yeah. Why was it important for, did you kind of send him to them, or what was going on?
Well, you know, every Sunday we were playing music. I wasn't playing music yet, but the two uncles were banging away on two banjos. You know?
Yeah.
And they go all afternoon, you know. And I said, I want to do that. So they showed me a few chords. Three, in fact. And I played the same three chords for a couple of years.
It kind of starts somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Yeah. So you say you're watching these banjo players play.
Yeah.
And that was your son John's first introduction to is the banjo. Not the guitar.
That's right. Mine too. I took about two or three lessons from Uncle Pete on a banjo. But then I ended up meeting him after school because his workplace was right near my high school. I jump in the car, go home with him.
Yeah, yeah. So when you introduced John to the uncles as teachers, did you have any reservations about him playing the banjo?
No, not at all, not at all. He plays beautifully. I mean, if you ever heard him play.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a great blind accordionist by the name of Joe Mooney in town, and my uncle's Bobby Dominick played with him for a while before World War II.
Yeah, what was it like to see John playing with these guys?
Did
it bring back memories of your own lessons?
You bet, sure.
Yeah, yeah. What stands out for you about how they taught?
Well, they put your fingers on the strings. You know, you can read all the music you want, but when you want to learn something special, they put your fingers right on it, and you hear a big chord or something. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, it leaves a big impression.
That's what they could do.
Yeah, yeah. Bucky Pizzarelli is with us, and we're going to chat a lot more, but he's brought this great 7-string guitar that he has with us and is going to play some music for us. And what are you in the mood to play?
Oh, I'll play Richard Rodgers. Thank you.
Bucky Pizzarelli playing some Richard Rodgers for us. Tell me what that tune is.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember. He's live in our performance studio with his sons, John and Martin Pizzarelli at Jazz Alley, and the band playing through Sunday night. Memories of when that tune came into your repertoire, what does that bring back for you?
I learned that from Benny Goodman, that tune. Every time, Benny used to play it all the time. And I used to go to the apartment lots and just jam with him, just the two of us.
Yeah.
He played that tune forever. And he also played Lady Be Good, and what's the other one? I can't think now.
it's a lot of music, a lot of tunes to remember. Yeah, one of the things that just, you know, kind of reading about your household is it seems to me music for you is as much about the relationships and the friendships as it is the music itself.
Yeah.
I mean, these people that are dropping over, you're dropping over to their place.
Did
you try to kind of create that atmosphere for your kids?
No, it just happened that way. Yeah. You know, Zoot Sims would come over a lot, take his horn out, and start playing, and I'd play with him. Slam Stewart stayed at our house when he worked with me in New York. And Martin had a bass, so he'd take the bass out of the case and play Slam Stewart.
The other thing it's so interesting to me hearing kind of life at the Pizzarelli house described is, you know, John has talked before about you getting going out the door at 8 o'clock in the morning and you know, not showing up till 2 the next morning just because it's recording some jingles. It's playing the Tonight Show job clubs after that. How did that lifestyle work for you over the years? That's
well,
a pretty grueling.
In those days, you know, you don't realize it took up all your time. It took up. Sometimes, like you said, we don't get back till 2 in the morning. Sometimes midnight, you know.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can beat it. You know, it was a gig. But now there aren't any more recordings.
Huh, yeah.
No more.
Yeah. And it was
the way it used to be.
Right. What about you know, as someone who grew up watching the Tonight Show, what was it like to have a job like that? I mean, you were at NBC since the early 50s and then got this.
Well, I started with Kate Smith in 53, and she lasted about a year, and that was the end of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I joined a group called the Three Sons that was accordion, guitar, and organ. Everything painted white.
Nice.
Including the guitar. I still have the guitar.
Yeah?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And they were hot. I mean, we played Vegas and all. We played the Astor Hotel. Played the Henry Hudson Hotel for a whole year.
Yeah.
So that kept me going.
Yeah. And was the... I was, you know, growing up watching The Tonight Show and the affection that Carson had for his musicians. What kind of job was that for a player?
That was great. You know, I had been on the staff at NBC for 1 year with Kate Smith. But then when this came up, it was with Skitch Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc Severinsen was playing first trumpet in the band.
Working his way up.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was glorious. You know, the first day I got there, they featured me. And we got a new guitar player. Hey, play something, Bucky. You know, I play with the bass player and the drum.
Wow. But, yeah, because you know, Carson had a love for music. He was a musician himself.
Played the drums.
Yeah, exactly. Well, can we get you play another tune for us here? Bucky Pizzarelli in our performance studio at KUW. Thank you. Bucky Pizzarelli playing for us live at the Performance Studio here on KUW. Darn That Dream. Memories associated with that tune?
I just can't put it all together. I can play it. That's all I'm worried about.
Well, you can play it. That's the main thing. It's beautiful. I love the sound, probably being a cello player, that bass note you have on
there. Oh,
that
extra string makes a big difference.
That's beautiful. How did you kind of settle on the seven-string guitar?
Well, we all like George Van Epps from the West Coast, who played with the Ray Noble's band originally. Then he ended up with Paul Weston on the West Coast. He did all the recordings with Joe Stafford and the radio shows, Chesterfield shows, and all that stuff. And he was a pure delight. You know, he was from Plainfield, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And he played the beautiful chordal style. I'll just give it up.
Yeah, so you really bounce off that bass for those beautiful chords. Yeah, it's interesting. We're talking about you going into all these jobs. A lot of times you took John writes and talks about it. You took John along to a lot of the
sessions,
gigs.
Yeah.
Was that more at your insistence or his?
I wanted to see what I was doing. You know, I was disappearing all the time. Hey, what is my father doing for a living?
That's right.
That was it.
Yep. Yeah. And as far as I always wonder, you know, he's almost my age. I'm in my early 50s.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so
he, you know, grew up with the Peter Framptons and the guitarists of the
70s. He knew all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, every time his band played, his first band, a rock and roll band, the cops would show up. They were in a garage, and they had amplifiers 8 feet tall, you know.
That's great. So did you sick the cops on him and let him take it? Or how did you feel about that music that he was playing?
No, I said, listen, he copied a solo from some record. I said, if you can do that, you can copy a jazz solo that Django Reinhardt played.
Yeah,
and that's what he did.
So he kind of gave him,
and then he got the bug to do that, and then all of a sudden he's into the jazz field, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What does it mean for you to be able to get out and play with him and your son Martin?
It's a big thrill for me. Last week we played down in Jersey at the theater down there, Long Beach Island.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Are there grandkids coming along that are interested?
His son plays drums and a little guitar, and his daughter plays guitar. She learns from television. She's got plays with different tunings and everything. I can't believe it.
That's right.
She's only 13.
Yeah. Well, there's so much music coming at us in the world anymore, all sorts of different styles, which, you know, leads me to ask, how do you get that kind of versatility that you had in those days when you were going from, you know, playing a commercial jingle to playing with some guest on the Tonight Show to, you know, that's you got to be kind of prepared for anything.
You really don't know what's going on. And sometimes you're asked to do something, follow this guy, he's going to sing and follow the chords and do this, back him up. And all of a sudden you're doing it without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is that kind of ability to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Then you have to fake a lot of songs, you know. The big thing with any musician that's listening, a young musician, you have to learn a million songs. The American Songbook, there's no end to that book.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you learn that, you're in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you would say to John about, you know, he'd write maybe a rock tune or something, and you'd say, put it in the trunk?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's that all about? I don't know if that's put it away and put it in the trunk for good.
No, but he had a good thing going with the rock band as well. That was a good band.
Yeah, yeah.
He called it Eminon.
Huh.
No, spelled backwards, no name.
I see. It sounds so exotic. But the idea was, you know, when you're picking up ideas and licks here and there, and you never know when they're going to come up again.
Yeah. Well, he realized that. He has an open mind for all that stuff. And lots of times when I haven't played with him for quite a while, he's playing all the stuff I played.
Yeah, very nice. Well, you got one more tune in you here, Bucky, and then we'll call it a day.
What do we do? Here it is. This Nearly Was Mine.
Bass and harmonics and great guitar stylings of Bucky Pizzarelli. He was born in Paterson, New Jersey in 1926, and his sons, Martin and John, will be on stage with him as the Jazz Alley dates happen Friday night through Sunday evening, the 2nd through 4th of August. Bucky Pizzarelli and the band, that also includes pianist Larry Fuller and drummer Tony Tedesco. Bucky, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.
And for playing with us. And,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and if folks want to find out more, they can go to jazzalley.com. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.